Sup, friends. On this one, I'm talking about myself again, which will probably happen a lot, but I'm talking about self-love, self-confidence, self-esteem, which just seems like such a wrong thing to talk about as a dude that fights and plays hockey. You're not supposed to love yourself. You're not supposed to have feelings. You're not supposed to have like a self-esteem, you know. You're just supposed to fucking eat nails and run through walls, and that's it. But I don't agree with that. So I'm talking about what my idea of self-love is and how important it is to actually genuinely love yourself. Not ego, like think you're the fucking man, but like genuinely actually care about yourself the way that you would care about like one of your best friends or a family member or something like that. So this one talks about all that kind of stuff. It all stems from this book that I just read called Love Yourself Like Your Life Depends on It. And so I hope you guys enjoy it. If you have any, if you guys have any questions or anything, message me, hit me up. But this stuff's important. I feel like this stuff's really helped me. I hope it helps you. I hope you like it. All right.
Curious. One time.
All right, so I started this practice or exercise, whatever you want to call it, in the last couple weeks, and I'm calling it the I Love Myself Project, because I read this book that was called Love Yourself Like Your Life Depends on It, and fuck, that book really fucking got to me, because I was putting a lot of value in things outside of me and less value of like how I actually perceive myself. And in this book, it says, the truth is to love yourself with the same intensity you would use to pull yourself up if you were hanging off a cliff with your fingers, as if your life depended on it. And it's so fucking true. Like, when you really love yourself, and not like egoly, like think you're the shit, but like when you really actually love yourself, the rest of the world looks so much brighter, and you start to love other people more, and you start to see the good in other people more, and you start to see the good in situations more, and like it changes your fucking life. And it's easy to look at it and be like, love, like hear the words like self-love, or hear the words like go love yourself. Like, you need to love yourself. And it's really easy to think of it like someone going home and just being like, I'm the fucking man. Like, that person sucks. I'm so much cooler than them. Like, fuck everyone. Like, I'm the fucking best. And it's so not that. And if you do that, that's the quickest way for you to get to build a foundation on fucking sand, to where it just like washes away whenever you get in the face of something. Because that shit doesn't last, because that's just building and inflating your ego rather than actually building a structure with a foundation of love, of like self-love that is like strong and like in the face of other people doesn't cower, doesn't like break down, doesn't like have to have that huge bravado. And like, you know, self-love is more quiet and more like sustaining than ego, which is like a fucking shot of adrenaline and like, yeah, I'm the fucking man. Like, you know, they're different. And it just changes your perspective on shit. It really does. And like, it changes the way you look at yourself. It changes the way that you like, the way that things bother you, like the way that things about yourself bother you. And you just, it just makes your life so much better. And so for me, back to the practice, what I'm doing right now is literally, I made a vow to myself the same way that this guy did. I wrote it down on a paper. I have it hanging right inside when I walk in my door. It says, on this day, I vow to love myself To treat myself as someone I love truly and deeply in my thoughts, actions, in the choices I make, the experiences I have. Each moment I am conscious, I make the decision, I love myself. And I went and got like 30 fucking little index cards. And on every one of the index cards, I just wrote, I love myself. And I just put them all over my house. Like taped them on windows, like put them on my desk, put them on my, taped on my computer, taped one to my fucking TV. I honestly think I have one taped in my microwave. Like I just put them everywhere. And just as like a constant reminder to come back to that thought. And in the book, this guy, what he, his, the practice is to just constantly think that. Constantly come back to that thought. Even if you don't believe it at the beginning, just to constantly come back to that thought of I love myself. And it's really, 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 really worked for me so far. Like, I mean, it becomes your anchor. Like it becomes like what grounds you and like gets, brings you back to like being like, okay, this is okay. Like it's, this isn't a big deal. And you lose, you shed the care of like what other people think on a major scale, just because you're like, I accept myself and I fucking love myself. So I don't really need everyone else to love me, because like what I'm searching for, like the approval that I'm searching for, isn't outside of me. It's within me. And you'll see that life starts to love you back. So yeah, basically just your job is just to purely love yourself truly and deeply. In the book, he talks about a meditation where you like sit there and on your inhale, picture like a beam of light coming into the top of your head or into your heart, or just filling your body up with basically like liquid sunlight. And you just on the inhale think, I love you, or say it to yourself internally, think I love you. And then the exhale, you just breathe out whatever. And he says to play it with some music, play it with a song, preferably instrumental, because then you don't listen to the lyrics. But I mean, for me, I listen to like a fucking rap song. That's one of my favorites. I think it's one of the Fugees ones. And it becomes like, that song, as soon as you hear it, will kind of just get you into that meditative state once you listen to it once you do the meditation for a while, or like a couple times, you start hearing the song, and in the first 10 seconds you're right back to like that place of I love myself. And you do that for 5 minutes, inhale I love myself, exhale whatever comes out, release it, and then inhale I love myself, exhale release it. And you can focus on the I love myself, or you can focus on the beam of light that's coming into you, just kind of like charging you up. And you get done with that meditation, you feel fucking awesome. And also in the book, he talks about one question, which is just like brings you back to the words I love myself and the feeling of I love myself every time you ask yourself the question. And the question that he asked himself was, if I loved myself truly and deeply, would I do this? Or would I let myself experience this? And the other way for that he says it is, if I love myself truly and deeply, how far would I go with it? Like, how high would I go? How amazing would I be? Like, and his answer is, I would fucking fly. I would fly to the highest heights possible, and I would keep flying. So you just ask yourself, like, if I truly and deeply loved myself, like, how fucking good would I be? How high would I let how amazing would I let myself feel? Like, how good would these experiences that I am in, like, how amazing would I let them be? How awesome would I let myself do? Because I know for me, like when I was really dealing with self-confidence, like I was still loving other people, but I just wasn't loving myself. So like I would go and do all these different things. Like for hockey, as an example, like I would love to see all of the people around me succeed, and I would be pumped for them, but I wouldn't want to beat them, and I wouldn't want to like excel ahead of them because I felt bad for doing it. And it was a form of self-harm, because it was like, I don't love myself enough to let myself succeed, or to, I don't love myself enough to want to see myself grow or experience that feeling of winning or that feeling of achieving something. And you don't have to look at it as like a me versus them. Like everybody can still win. And that fucking like competitive, like if I win, he doesn't, or if he wins, I can't, like that mindset is so fucking stupid and so barbaric and just like old school. And like you letting yourself be great and, or be the best that you can be, is really a form of self-love. So coming back to that question, like, yo, if I really and truly love myself, how fucking good would I let myself be? Like, how good would I let myself feel? How awesome would I let myself, would I let my experiences be? Like, would I fucking let myself experience this? And if you really do love yourself and you're really stuck in something in life, like some kind of real hardship that's just like a shitty job, or like you're getting treated like brutally in your relationship, if you ask yourself that question, if I truly and deeply loved myself, would I let myself experience this? Like, you'll have the answer. And you don't have to act on it, but you just bring yourself right back to the thought of, I love myself. Like, I'm not even going to dive into these thoughts because I just love myself. I'm just going to release them and not let myself experience this. Or on the other side of it, as being completely positive, you go, fuck yeah, I would let myself experience this. This is a great opportunity for growth, or this is a great chance for me to feel something amazing, or this is something that I've loved for my whole life. Like, why would I not want to experience this? And it brings you back to that. I love myself. I'm going to treat myself the way I would treat one of my best fucking friends of all time. In every action and every thought and every moment and everything that I'm doing, man, I'm going to fucking treat myself with self-love. And it really changes your life. Like, it goes really deep. It's a really simple thing, but it goes really, really fucking deep. And it affects you, especially if you're dealing with like a lack of self-esteem. And like, for me, like it's been about a week of doing this, and it's been like real noticeably like helpful, really noticeably helpful, to come back to that thought of loving myself, truly, like truly unconditionally loving myself, and letting myself experience everything. Like letting my everything that's loving, everything that's gonna help me grow, just like everything that I would let one of my loved ones experience, letting myself experience that. And I'm not saying like to let your to, you know, I think you can grow from pain, or not from pain. I think you can grow from like the really, really, really tough times in your life. But like, if you think about letting one of your best friends experience it, like there's a point, there's a line. So like, would I let myself experience this if I really and truly love myself? If it's something where it's like, you know, you're having a bad, your boss is hard on you, or it's like, you know, you got to grind through something, that could show you that it's still a great experience. I think that there's a line between that and not, and almost a form of self-harm. And I think that a great filter for it, a great way to see if it's something you would let yourself experience, is to think about, like, would I let one of my best friends, one of my closest homies experience this? Would I let him experience living away from everybody? Yeah, because I think that you can find beauty in that. Would I let him experience being depressed in a room for 30 days? Fuck no. Like, there's a difference. There's a difference. And it might be way more subtle than that example. That might be a fucking terrible example. But there's a line there. And using that, like, treat yourself the way you would treat... love yourself the way you would love and treat one of your closest friends or siblings or something like that. And so, yeah, this book was just awesome. And there's another book called The Untethered Soul that I am reading currently, that I'm kind of implementing with this practice also, at the same time. And I'm going to talk about that some more, because that book has also really changed my perspective on a lot of things. But I really think that like, self-love is so much bigger than people fucking think it is, or the way people perceive it is, like, it's almost like a fuck you to everyone else. If you love yourself, like, you're almost supposed to not love yourself and only love others, when really it doesn't work like that. And really, like, if you don't have any of the stuff inside of you, any of the love inside of you, you won't be able to give it to others truly, because you have to have it to be able to give it. So loving yourself is first in a relationship with everyone, because it's exactly where you find what to give others. And I know in my relationship with my girlfriend, that's a fucking huge thing, because, like, literally when I don't love myself, like, when I deal with self-esteem, like, it manifests externally, and I start looking at the world as, like, dark and gray, and, like, shit that looked awesome doesn't look awesome anymore. Shit that looked beautiful doesn't look beautiful anymore. And it's, nothing has changed but, like, my perception. And a lot of it comes from me searching for validation in things outside of myself. And when you kind of flip that switch and you just start loving yourself, it takes so much pressure off of everything else in the world being controlled by you or being perfect. So fucking love yourself, man. It's so much bigger. It's so, so, so much bigger and more important than people make it up to be. Like, it's so much fucking bigger, and everyone needs to do it, and it'll help the world be a better place. It'll help you feel better. It'll help your friends feel better. It'll make your relationship better. It'll make the fucking day look brighter. It'll make your work seem cooler. It'll make the food taste better. It'll, like, dude, every fucking thing gets better. So just do it. Just believe it. Like, feel it. Feel it to the core. Feel that you love yourself to the fucking core when you're doing that, when you're, like, sitting there thinking about it, or you're coming back to that, I love myself. Like, feel it. Like, fucking feel that shit to the fucking heart. There's a power in it. There's a serious, serious power in it. And it'll rewire your thinking and your thought processes and your physiology. It'll rewire everything. I'm telling you, it will. You got to start with self-love. I promise you, it's the first place to start. Self-love, self-awareness. And you, like, every single thing will start getting brighter. So that's the book. It's called Love Yourself Like Your Life Depends on It, because you need to. You really need to. If you have any questions or any of this, any ideas or whatever about this shit, man, like, fucking message me. We'll talk. Fucking love yourselves, everyone. You know, you deserve it. You seriously fucking deserve it. Like, not kidding at all. You really do. So, yeah, that's it. All right. Have a good one. Talk to you fucking people later. Love you all. All right. Cheers. Hey, guys. Thanks for listening. I love y'all. If you have any questions or concerns or it sparked something that I said that you want to ask me about, send me a message on Instagram at JT Barnett. If you're listening to this on Anchor, you can send me a voice message. If you're listening to this on iTunes, you can leave a review or subscribe. Or if you're listening to it, I think it's on Spotify. I'm not sure if it's on Spotify yet, but whatever ones you're on, subscribe if you can so that you got my updates when anything comes up. And like I said, if you got any questions, please feel free to message me. I try to get back to all of them. Thank you so much for listening. I'm out. I'll talk to you guys again soon.